Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you ready to learn and play?
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is Talk About It.
And our title is The Big Game. The Big Game. Peter, did you ever play any sports?
Sure, I used to play soccer and baseball.
Wow. Well, did you ever play in any tournaments or big games?
Well, when I used to play soccer, we won some tournaments and we lost some other ones.
Oh, well, what did you win? What happened?
Well, a few times my soccer team would win the tournaments and sometimes we were in the last game. It was a big one.
Wow. And then what happened?
Well, then we would lose.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Yeah, it's okay. That happens.
So, did teammates get mad at each other?
Oh, yes. Sometimes that can happen.
Yeah, maybe if someone or a team loses a game, you get mad at them. But they get over it eventually.
Well, we hope so. And today we have two friends that are in a big game. And there is a big problem. We'll find out more about this, but first, let's look at those key words.
Hello, 我们今天要来讲 Steve 和 Jack 这两个好朋友的故事。这两个人不但是同班，而且都还参加棒球队。棒球就是 baseball. They both played on the baseball team. Jack 是很出色的选手，而 Steve 虽然也是很认真练习，但是打得不像 Jack 那么好。上个星期有一场比赛大家都很紧张，尤其是 Jack. Jack was especially nervous. 副词 especially 表示特别尤其。Jack 居然对 Steve 说，你今天可不要失误哦，要不然我们会输。Please don't make any errors today. 名词 error 就是失误或差错。听了这样的话， Steve 当然是很难受咯。难道 Jack 期望他打得完美吗？Did Jack expect him to be perfect? 动词 expect 就是期望、要求。结果昨天 Steve 真的是失误连连。今天又有一场比赛。Today there is another game. 形容词 another 就是另一个的。Steve 接在 Jack 后面上场打击，他紧张到发抖。Steve followed Jack at bat.动词 follow 就是跟随或者是接在什么后面的意思。
Steve and Jack were in the same class at school. They both played on the baseball team, too. Jack was a good player. He loved baseball and practiced every day. Steve liked baseball, too. He practiced hard.But he was not a very good player. Steve liked Jack. They were friends. But sometimes, Jack made Steve feel bad.
Steve and Jack were classmates. That means they were in the same class at school.
Classmates are great. You talk to them in class every day.You have the same teachers, you have the same homework.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with my classmates. We would study together and also play together.
Not only that, but these two were also teammates. That means they both played on the same baseball team, too.
So these two spent a lot of time together, whether they wanted to or not.
That's true. Teammates...And classmates. They knew each other pretty well.
So, Peter, do you play baseball?
Sure. This game has two teams. There's a bat, there's a pitcher, there's a ball, and you can try to hit a home run.
Yeah, a baseball game is also very fun to watch. So, we have these two guys that are classmates and teammates, Jack and Steve.Jack was a good player, so he could throw the ball well and hit the ball well, too.
Yes, Jack loved baseball and practiced every day. Steve liked baseball, too. but he was not a very good player.
Peter, what's the difference between a player that is not good and not very good?
Well, this is a soft way, a gentle way of saying not good. When we add the word very, it just makes it a little bit nicer.
That's right. So they both like baseball a lot, and they both practice a lot too. Hey, that's a good thing. That shows they both try very hard.
But now we have a problem. They were friends, but sometimes Jack made Steve feel bad.
Oh, that's not good. Why would he do that? Well, first, let's visit Christina. She can help us a little bit more about this sentence.
他们两个虽然是朋友，但是有时候 Jack 会让 Steve 觉得很不舒服。Sometimes Jack makes Steve feel bad. 所以让某人感觉怎么样，可以用这个句型 make someone feel 怎么样。Feel 后面接是形容词。我们来造句练习一下。The story makes me feel sad. 那个故事让我很感伤。The cooking show makes us feel hungry. 那个烹饪节目让我们觉得好饿。句型就是 make someone feel 如何。所以请你造三个句子试试看吧。
So friends can make you feel happy. Friends can make you feel sad. Which will you choose? Think about that.As we watch this next part together.
Last week, Steve and Jack had a big game. Everybody wanted to win, and everybody was nervous. Jack was especially nervous. He talked to Steve before the game.
Hey, Steve,
he said,
this is an important game. Sometimes you make mistakes when you play.Please, don't make any errors today. If you do, we might lose.
So now we start to learn how Jack could make Steve feel bad. Remember, they were classmates and teammates.
Yeah, they both liked baseball a lot too. They both practiced a lot, so they should be friends.
And they were friends, but there was a problem, and it is in today's show. Jack would make Steve feel bad.
Why? Just because Jack was better at baseball than Steve?
Well, let's start with last week. Oh, first, let's start with these words, last, this, and next.
Okay. Last week, I went to the mountains.This week, I am going to the park. And next week, I will go to the park again.
Right, so last, this, and next we use for time, especially when we're talking about weeks, months, and years. So last week, Steve and Jack had a big game. Everybody wanted to win, and everybody was nervous.
And Jack was especially nervous. Peter, what does this word...especially mean?
Well, it has to do with what's going on. Let's try an example. I was cold outside, but I was wet from the rain, so I was especially cold.
I was hungry for dinner. I didn't have time to eat lunch today, so I was especially hungry.
Well, everyone was nervous at the game. They wanted to win.But Jack was especially nervous.
Yeah, Jack really wanted to win, and he thought that Steve would lose the game for them.
Yeah, he even said, Hey, Steve, this is an important game. Sometimes you make mistakes when you play. Please don't make any errors today.
He also said, If you do, we might lose. Wow, that's kind of mean.How would you feel if someone said that to you right before a game?
Yeah, I might get worried and not play my best. Well, we're going to talk more about this, but first we need to take a short break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away.
Peter, I have something to ask you. Did something like this ever happen to you before?
Well, sure. When you play on a team, everyone wants to win. But some teammates want to win too much. They can become mean. You feel a lot of pressure to win, and you don't play your best. I think we should encourage each other, not be mean.
Yes, I agree. All right, friends, let's see what happens. Let's go to part three.
Steve felt terrible. Did Jack expect him to be perfect? Everybody makes mistakes.
I don't always mess up. Top.
Steve thought to himself. But they didn't win. Steve made a lot of mistakes and the team lost the game. Today, there is another game. Steve is so nervous that he is shaking. The game starts. It is Steve's turn. He has to follow Jack at bat. Here comes the ball.
So before the baseball game, Jack said something to Steve. He told Steve to not make any errors in the game.
But that is kind of hard. That would make me feel bad, too. I think that I would not play good. I would play worse. I might make more mistakes.
Yeah, a team should encourage you. If you feel good and you feel like the team trusts you, you will do much better.
Well, this is not a good way to start the game.
No, it's not. Steve felt terrible. Did Jack expect him to be perfect? Everybody makes mistakes.
That is a lot of pressure. Steve practiced a lot. He showed that he was working hard. It's not like he didn't care. He did care, and he did try his best.
That's right. And everybody makes mistakes. I'm sure that Jack did too.
Well, let's learn more about this sentence. It's a really good one. Here's Christina for a little bit more.
对于 Jack 说的话， Steve 听了很难过。难道他觉得我应该要完美吗？可是只要是人都会犯错啊。Everybody makes mistakes.这句话直接的翻译就是每个人都会犯错。换句话说，他要强调的是犯错是在所难免的事。所以我们可以用这个表达方式来说出自己认为生命中难免会发生的事，不用太苛求。比如说 ,everybody forgets things sometimes, 人都会有健忘的时候。Everybody gets lazy sometimes, 每个人都偶尔会有懒散。或者你说Everyone gets sick, 表示每个人都会生病。这种说法很生活化，很有意思，所以学会了吗？
Thanks, Christina. Well, I like what this sentence is talking about. Everybody makes mistakes. No one is perfect.
That is true. We can be nice to each other because we all make mistakes.The next time you forgive a friend, just say, hey, everyone makes mistakes.
And it wasn't like Steve always messed up. Mess up. This means to make a mistake or an error.
Well, Steve is at bat, and here comes the ball.
Here comes the ball. And that's today's calendar phrase.
Here comes the ball.
Here comes the ball. 球来了。
Hey,
Throw the ball over here. I want to hit it.
Okay, here comes the ball.
Throw it right here. I'm ready.
Okay, here comes the ball.
Throw it to me. I'm ready.
Okay, here comes the ball.
Ow! Hey, I wasn't ready. Ouch. Oh.
Sorry.
Here comes the ball.
Here comes the ball. 球来了。
That was a fun calendar phrase, but I don't think that it would be a fun time for our friend Steve. Every game, he is going to be nervous, and he is worried about messing up.
And just remember, baseball is a game. Games are supposed to be fun. I think that Steve and Jack both play the game because it's fun.
Yeah, you can care too much about winning, and that can change friendships. Well, think about that, but right now we need to review. Let's look at those keywords.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Baseball. Baseball. Tina plays baseball on Saturdays.
Especially. Especially. I like fruit, especially apples.
Error. Error. I am sorry. I made an error.
Expect. Expect. The boss expects you to be on time.
Another. Another. I want another cookie.
Follow. Follow. This dog followed me home. All right, friends, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Steve and Jack were in the same class at school. They both played on the baseball team, too. Jack was a good player. He loved baseball and practiced every day. Steve liked baseball, too. He practiced hard, but he was not a very good player. Steve liked Jack. They were friends. But sometimes, Jack made Steve feel bad. Last week, Steve and Jack had a big game. Everybody wanted to win, and everybody was nervous. Jack was especially nervous. He talked to Steve before the game.
Hey, Steve,
he said,
this is an important game. Sometimes you make mistakes when you play. Please, don't make any errors today. If you do, we might lose.
Steve felt terrible. Did Jack expect him to be perfect? Everybody makes mistakes.
I don't always mess up. Tub.
Steve thought to himself. But they didn't win. Steve made a lot of mistakes and the team lost the game. Today, there is another game. Steve is so nervous that he is shaking. The game starts. It is Steve's turn. He has to follow Jack at bat. Here comes the ball.
Important game, Ginger.
Yeah, we practiced really hard.
Everybody wants to win, so don't mess up.
Oh, but what if I make a mistake?
We might lose, so no mistakes.
Do you expect me to be...
Yes.
Oh, no. I'm nervous.
Ginger, stop shaking.
But what if I do mess up? Oh, I'll feel so bad.
Ginger, I'm sorry.
Really?
Yes. Don't worry about making mistakes.
But you said this was an important game.
True. But you are more important.
I am?
Yes, let's just have fun.
Even if we lose?
Yes, but I really want to win.
I heard that.
Oops.
Hey, Grandma. I have the things from the store.
Oh, Bobby, you are so kind to come over and help me. So, how was school today?
Well, okay. But I had to work with Alex in math today again. He is so slow, it makes me mad.
Oh, Bobby, I hope you didn't say anything bad.
No, Grandma. I remembered what you told me. When I am mad at someone, I shouldn't say anything. I think that...
This calls for a super sentence, and I love these! When an object is the same as the subject, we use a reflexive pronoun.
Oh, huh? I mean, gee, thanks, super sentence man. I forgot all about those.
Well, you're welcome, Grandma. So remember, you add self to my, your, him, or her, and selves to our and them. It's a little bit confusing, but I think you can do it. Bobby, give it a try.
Okay, super sentence man, here we go. When I am mad at someone, I sometimes shouldn't say anything. I should just... keep it to myself.
Yes, yes, Bobby. Excellent. That is super.
Yes, keep it to yourself. When you're not supposed to say something, keep it to yourself.
Wow. Grandma, you too. You both have such super sentences.
Oh, thank you, super sentence man. Oh, now you and Bobby, make yourselves comfortable here. Have a cup of tea.
Super. We will make ourselves comfortable. What do you think of that, Bobby?
Great idea, Super Sentence Man. Mm. Hey, thanks for helping out today. I know Grandma must be really excited.
Yes, you know it. Now you boys help yourselves to some cookies.
Well, Grandma, your English is super.
Well, thank you, Super Sentence Man. You know what I always say.
Yes?
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Well, that is true, and that is super, but this tea is not so super.
Well, keep it to yourself.
Oh, right.
So, Peter, if you were in Jack's and Steve's position, what could you do?
Well, I think if I was Steve, I would try not to listen to Jack. That might be difficult, though. I could talk to my coach or talk to Jack as well.
Yeah, I think it's important to talk to people who will make you feel positive and not so negative. I think that's a good thing.
That's right. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's show, and we'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.